public hearing is conditional use number 2132, Dorothy Darley.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a hair studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.504 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Clay Road, approximately 600 feet east of Marsh Road. The 911 address is 33995 Clay Road, Lewis. The tax parcels are District 335, Map 12.06, Parcel 58. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan exhibit booklet, results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, which required no TIS, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hutt.
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt, local attorney here in Georgetown. I'm representing this evening the owner of the property, RKJ Properties LLC, and sitting to my right and your left is Joe Johnson. He's the principal of RKJ Properties LLC. And sitting next to him is Dorothy Darley, the applicant who is the proprietor of Hair Artistry. The property that is the subject of tonight's application is located along Clay Road, immediately across the street from Poor's Propane, which is also Clean Delaware, which you can see is sort of diagonally across from the highlighted area, which is obviously the tax parcel in question this evening. While I don't have the lengthy history that Mr. Fuqua had on his application, if this application seems familiar to you, it's because you saw it about a year and a month ago for the exact same building, but for a yoga studio. The yoga studio didn't work out when the instructor moved to California. And so
the video yoga thing just didn't catch on. Okay.
And so the another use similar in nature for the building of this size, which as you may recall is a small approximately 800 square foot single story building in about the middle of the property, is what's requested tonight. And as I indicated, the proprietor of that hair studio is here. There was an exhibit notebook that was submitted for your review for tonight's application. As indicated a moment ago, as you can see on the screen, the roadway that runs across the screen is Clay Road. The property has essentially three structures on it. There's a home, which is right where Ms. Cornwell has the cursor. If you move towards the back of the property on the left there, is the 800 square foot building where the yoga studio was and the hair artistry is, and then at the rear of the property is a garage that is used by the owner of the property. In the exhibit notebook there are the tax map that looks like that with the aerial imagery. There's also the zoning, and as you may recall, the property itself is of course zoned AR1, but there are B1 zonings that are nearby. You can see the one there, which is the shown on the screen. Of course, there's also the industrial use, industrial type use across the street with Clean Delaware and Poor's Propane. And as Clay Road is sort of a connector road that gets you over to Kings Highway from the Route 1 area, obviously there are things, many commercial uses and residential uses that exist along that corridor, including the ProGar company, which is immediately down the road from this, which is a professional office on the same side of the street. As Hair Artistry is another hair salon, Magic Mirror. So there are several other uses of this nature. And as of course, as you can see when you look at the screen, the closer you get to Route 1, you obviously pick up the C1 zoning that runs along Route 1. The state strategies map identifies this area as an investment level 2. The proposed use is consistent with the comprehensive plan. This is within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone, and of course is a public or semi-public nature, which will benefit the convenience and welfare of area residents in Sussex County. In the exhibit notebook that was submitted to you, there was the original survey by Wingate Eschenbaugh that was submitted the last time as well, but this time at tab 5, you will see a more formalized-looking site plan of the property, which actually shows the Del Dot entrance as well as proposed parking for the premises, for all of the structures that are on the premises. The applicant, as we mentioned, is Hair Artistry. The proprietors here, there are two other employees that work on a part-time basis. When I inquired about the hours of operation, they're rather casual. They're not full-time, 6 days a week. But what you'll see in the proposed findings of fact is Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and then Saturdays from 9 to 2. Presently, they do not work every Saturday. It's every other Saturday, and they also don't work all 5 days of the week. But that provides an appropriate range of time so that they wouldn't fall out of compliance with a conditional use and the conditions that are placed upon it. Mr. Johnson went around the neighborhood and collected letters of support, which he handed to me a moment ago. Significant to this, there are the first three letters here are the neighbors immediately adjacent on either side of this property and also across the street, Clean Delaware's letter of support. So there are seven letters of support that I will hand.
For the record.
In the exhibit notebook, I included the service level evaluation response from Del Dot. Of course, a use of this nature wouldn't require a traffic impact study. And they referenced the fact that this is essentially just an update of the service level response that they gave to the yoga studio. Of more significance probably is tab 7, which is the Clay Road entrance construction plan for this at County Council. They had additional conditions which they placed upon this application after the commission, including making sure there was only one entrance. And so the construction plans for the entrance are included just to show and demonstrate what Del Dot is going to require with respect to the entrance for this site. It is my understanding that a day or two ago, Del Dot actually approved those construction entrance plans. So that is actually an approved set of plans by Del Dot. As I mentioned a moment ago, the Planning Commission considered this last March and recommended approval of it with conditions A through G. When the applicant appeared before County Council, four of those conditions were amended by County Council, all four of the amendments that County Council proposed have been incorporated into the proposed conditions. They were all acceptable to the applicant and would apply equally to this use, which is very similar in nature to the yoga studio that preceded it. One of the significant changes from County Council's perspective was changing the allowable 32 square foot sign from illuminated to non-illuminated, and that is one of the conditions that is suggested in the proposed conditions that were submitted along with the proposed findings of fact for this application. I know I went through that rather fast, but as you've just heard this application about a year ago, and there's not much difference between the two uses. That concludes the application or presentation of it. Mr. Johnson, Ms. Darley are prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Hutt. We'll start with Mrs. Howie Stevenson.
I don't have any questions.
What?
No.
I drive by this place every single day.
I just heard this a year ago.
Yeah.
Mr. Hopkins?
No, that house you, or that building you put in the back, that they put in the back looks nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been waiting to see when you were going to show up. It looked like the yoga studio moved out like the month after you came in here. So.
No questions?
I don't have any.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Wheaton?
Not a one.
And I don't have any questions either. Mr. Whitehouse?
No, thank you.
Ms. Baltimore?
No, thank you.
Ms. Corwell?
None, thank you.
None here.
This is rerun night. We're doing good.
Yeah, right.
Anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use 2132, Dorothy Darley? Anyone that's like to speak? You, Dorothy, you're in favor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, we'll put that on the record. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing, and you're welcome to stay with us this evening, see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. That's the last of our public hearings. Our first item of other business is